The conference represented a shift in thinking and emphasis in the area of population policy from an earlier emphasis on global trends and how to change those trends in order to manage the aggregate trends, you know, from a collective perspective, to an emphasis on individuals and fulfilling their rights and meeting their needs as individuals, in particular with regard to reproductive health. But more broadly, across the board, it was the same philosophy whether we were talking about older persons or migrants or women of reproductive age. Across the board, the emphasis went toward thinking about individuals and their rights and their needs and addressing those issues first and foremost. The reduction of fertility in the world has been very substantial in the last 20 years. We've gone from an average fertility rate of about 3 children per woman in the early 1990s to about 2.5 now. Now that may not seem like a big reduction, just half a child on average, but for the world as a whole, that's enormous. For many countries, of course, the reduction has been much greater.
And where does the international community need to step up efforts to improve the state of the world population?
Well, the state of the world's population, if you think of it in terms of major indicators of well-being, like life expectancy or fertility levels and so forth, which reflect people's ability to control this fundamental aspect of their lives. You know, there's been so much progress in this time period, but there continues to be a great disparity across the world in terms of levels of achieved life expectancy or fertility or other measures of well-being. We know that there's a group of countries, and within some countries, a group, certain population subgroups that are still lagging behind.